As a journalist, I deliberately distance myself when tragedy and devastation strike in order to tell stories as fairly as I can. It's what all journalists do. But because I'm far away and have no reporting duties at stake, I find I am unable to extricate myself emotionally from the shootings at Northern Illinois University. As the details of the tragedy took shape, it all started to sink in, how strong my ties are to the story and to the location. Although I do not know any of the dead or the wounded, I know the many voices I've been hearing on NPR. I interviewed NIU President John Peters and Campus Police Chief Don Grady many times. I first started reporting on Governor Rod Blagojevich when he won the Democratic nomination to run for governor. I talked to these sources about various happenings and developments. But in the stories being told these days, I hear their voices describing a tragedy that took place in the town that I called home until 3 years ago. I hear my mentors, NPR reporters, filing reports from Northern Illinois. I hear my former news director on the air. They're doing what they do best in this breaking news situation. But they're not reporting about Hurricane Katrina or the war in Iraq. They're talking about a massacre that took place in a building where I once had a final exam, on the grounds of a campus where there was no reason to feel unsafe. They're talking about a college where, as a reporter covering university-related stories, I always felt the palpable sense of optimism and the promise of youth. And in a matter of seconds and a spray of bullets, all of that was gone. Young lives were taken. People were wounded. People were afraid and still are. Families are grieving. Families are worried. People everywhere are praying. And here in Charlotte, I feel the palpable sense of hopes and dreams dashed with the loss of these students. When you're 19, 20, 27, even 32, you feel like you'll be around for decades to come. Just before I moved here, my friend, a music major at NIU, got a camera phone when it was still a novelty to own one. A crisp white snow blanketed campus that day, and at dusk, he happily clicked away. He captured shots of the winding pathway along the East Lagoon, the stately Altgeld Hall with its castle-like structure, leafless trees on the very flat campus grounds. These were to be sweet, scenic memories of NIU that I would take to Charlotte with me. I was just looking at those photos some weeks ago with a smile on my face. This week, I saw pictures of the snowy NIU grounds in a different light. The snow was gray with mud and well-trodden in video footage following the shootings. There were emergency management workers pushing gurneys loaded with shooting victims. Students huddled outside in clusters. As I watched the news, I thought, how drastically life can swing from something beautiful to something wretched in just a single moment.